Hey friend, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. Today we're in Hebrews chapter 9, the first part, verses 1 through 14, in the World English Bible, and this is what it says. Now indeed, even the first covenant had ordinances of divine service and an earthly sanctuary. For a tabernacle was prepared. In the first part were the lampstand, the table, the showbread, which is called the holy place. After the second veil was the tabernacle, which is called the Holy of Holies, having a golden altar of incense and the Ark of the Covenant overlaid on all sides with gold, in which was a golden pot holding the manna, Aaron's rod that budded, and the tablets of the covenant, and above it the cherubim of glory overshadowing the mercy seat, of which things we can't speak of now in detail. Now these things having been thus prepared, the priests go in continually into the first tabernacle, accomplishing the services, but into the second, the high priest alone, once in the year, not without blood, which he offers for himself and for the errors of the people. The Holy Spirit is indicating this, that the way into the holy place wasn't yet revealed while the first tabernacle was still standing. This is a symbol of the present age, where gifts and sacrifices are offered that are incapable concerning the conscience of making the worshiper perfect. Being only with meats and drinks and various washings, fleshly ordinances imposed until a time of reformation. But Christ, having come as a high priest of the coming good things, through the greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this creation, nor yet through the blood of goats and calves, but through his own blood, entered in once for all into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption. For if the blood of goats and bulls and the ashes of a heifer sprinkling those who have been defiled sanctify to the cleanness of the flesh, how much more will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without defect to God, cleanse your conscience from the dead works to serve the living God? Mind if I pray for you? Lord, what a beautiful question. So excited about that question. Thank you so much. How much more, if those sacrifices of blood and guts and goats and heifers and rams and all those different offerings, doves, if those could cleanse us from sin, but we had to keep doing it over and over and over again, how much more will the blood of Christ cleanse us from sin? And so, Lord, I pray for my friend who may feel just racked by guilt over their sin from the past. And Lord, if it happened even yesterday, that's the past. And Lord, you say that you remove our sins as far as the east is from the west. If our sins represent scarlet, you make them as white as snow. And as we confess our sins, you're faithful, you're righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. You are the great washer of our hearts. You are the great settler of our souls. You are the one who takes away the sin of humankind, and you also render him powerless who stands against us, the enemy of our souls. Yet you are greater than he who is in the world, and we're so grateful for that, Lord. So, Father, today help us to have, as I prayed before this month, a divine forgetfulness about our sins, to be able to offer ourselves the same kind of grace that you offer us, and also to offer others the same kinds of grace, same kind of grace that you offer us. Lord, we don't want to become hard-hearted and embittered. We don't want to take this gift of forgiveness. We don't want to take it for granted. We want to revel in it and to have excessive and steady joy in the fact that we are forgiven. And we are alive. We are made alive. We are no longer dead in our trespasses and sins, but you have made us alive together with Christ. And we are so grateful for that. We have this abundant life. We are drinking of the living water. We are following the way, the truth, and the life. And I just rest on that word, life. You have given us life. So for the person who feels weary, downtrodden, broken, and feeling like death, Lord, would you lift their countenance today? Would you be the lifter of their head, lifter of their heart, lifter of their mind, renewer of their mind, so that they would know that you are for them, not against them, that you are welcoming them into your presence because of your act, your outrageous act on the cross, once and for all, delivered for all. We thank you for that, and we rest in that in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Today's podcast is brought to you by all the patrons and by you who prays for this podcast. So if you feel led to support the podcast, you can go to Patreon. It's patreon.com/prayeveryday. There's several different levels to support the podcast. At just $1 a month, you'll receive the Zoom call. You can participate in it or get the recording later where we will talk theology about the passages that we are reading that month. That is actually a listener idea, and so I'm really grateful for that suggestion. So join the community there. I'd really appreciate it. I hope you have a great day.